today's news the way you want it. It's America's News with John DeMaster on the Positive Talk Network.
Well, here we are, April 10, 2020. It is Good Friday, and this is America's News. The United States hitting another milestone in the fight against coronavirus.
I'm reporting today that we passed 2 million tests completed in the United States, first time. Most anywhere in the country. It's a milestone for our country. It's a milestone anywhere. Nobody's done anywhere close.
President Trump calling the tests highly sophisticated and highly accurate. Earlier this week, the president explained he thinks the U.S. has the most COVID cases because of the amount of testing and other countries not reporting results. There are now more confirmed coronavirus cases in New York State than any other entire country in the world. Outside the United States, New York had more than 160,000 cases of the respiratory illness and more than 7,000 deaths early this morning. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo saying, though, the coronavirus growth curve is flattening, but he cautions that doesn't mean stop social distancing yet.
We should all be concerned, especially New Yorkers. Well, we're flattening the curve. That's good news. It is good news. Well, now I can relax. No, you can't relax.
Well, the governor says the hospitalization rate is slowing, but only because of the ban on large gatherings, closings of schools, and work-from-home orders. Furthermore, he claims it's impossible to go immediately green in terms of restarting life and the economy, suggesting a yellow light might be more appropriate at first. Dr. Anthony Fauci says reopening the country should be based on public health criteria.
So it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. It's going to be, what is the kinetics of an outbreak? Is it on the way down? Is it essentially out? Is it still smoldering and possibly going up? I think you're going to have to take it individually.
During a White House briefing, the nation's top infectious disease expert explained it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. He noted the U.S. is a large country with different patterns of disease. The president has been adamant about getting the economy going as soon as possible. As America's News continues, Morgan McCarthy is here with more of the day's top stories. Hey, Morgan.
Thanks, John. Bernie Sanders is helping those who helped with his Oval Office ambitions. His presidential campaign staffers will be able to stay on their health care plans until the end of October. Hundreds of his staffers are looking for new jobs after Sanders announced he was dropping out of the Democratic race. Well, NBC Sports will air almost 100 hours of historic Olympic moments starting next week. Starting Monday through April 26th, the network plans to feature highlights from the 2008 Beijing Games, 2012 London Games, and 2016 Rio Games. Some of the athletes featured include Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, Usain Bolt, and Katie Ledecky. A coverage will also include Olympic films and spotlight Team USA dynasties such as men's and women's basketball and women's gymnastics. And Pope Francis says he's getting creative as he leads the world's 1.3 billion Catholics in Holy Week devotions. On Thursday, the Pope said a virtual prayer for the dozens of priests and healthcare workers who have died as the virus sweeps across Italy as he commemorated the Last Supper. The Vatican has been closed to visitors for a month, and the Pope has pronounced prayers that are live-streamed. For America's News, I'm Morgan McCarthy.
Thanks, Morgan. Ben Olson is here now. He's got a look at the entertainment news headlines. Hey, Ben.
John, it's time for entertainment news nuggets. Saturday Night Live is returning to NBC tomorrow night. The show hasn't been live since Daniel Craig hosted March 7th. Tomorrow night, the series will be back with original content featuring material produced remotely by the SNL cast members. A Tiger King After Show is coming to Netflix. The Tiger King and I will be posted this Sunday to Netflix. It'll showcase new interviews with some people from the show that became a viral hit. Rob Lowe is in talks to star in a Joe Exotic adaptation. The actor and screenwriter Ryan Murphy have been discussing a scripted project. Lowe is being considered for the role of Joe Exotic. It's not yet known if the project would be a movie or a limited series. Apple TV Plus is making select shows available for free. The streaming service announced that some of its most popular series will be available for free for a limited time. You can visit apple.com/free for everyone to access the free content. With your entertainment news nuggets for America's News, I'm Ben Olson.
Thanks, Ben. And that's going to do it for America's News for this Good Friday, April 10. Of course, Good Friday, the Friday before Easter, which commemorates the death of Jesus by crucifixion. It's a day of mourning in the church and special Good Friday services, focusing on Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. But we celebrate Easter Sunday, where he is risen indeed. I'm John DeMaster for America's News. Have a blessed weekend.